read those books. And then you make the decision of whether you fall into the category of having to file a return or not. As simple as that.
Okay. So, would there have to be a return filed as an educated return?
On the one end, there is. Under Fenner Goldsboro's book, you don't file anything. You just put them on notice. But it has to be a public notice. You put them on notice that you do not qualify in any definitions back in 7701A1-26 that you are any one of those definitions, because you're not. Okay? Are you a corporation, Richard?
Well, according to the individual under the code, I am. If I'm a citizen and it's defined as, I can't cite it off my hand, but, an individual, corporation, blah, blah, blah. So evidently to their code, I am a corporation.
Until you rebut it, Richard, until you notify them that indeed you are not. Then you're not.
That's what I meant by have you altered your status earlier
But I thought you meant going down the sovereign road and all that stuff. No, I haven't done that. But yes, I've altered my status. I have filed a public notice that I am not the person that they're talking about in the Internal Revenue Service Code. Absolutely.
Okay, I confused that with the sovereign citizen thing. I was using that.
I don't want to go there. I've got callers on the line. Sovereign citizen has nothing to do with this. Okay.
All right. That's fine. Well, thank you for giving me the time. I'm still as confused as I was, but you come on every week, right, Michael?
I come on every night, 5 days a week.
Every night. Well, we will definitely be tuned in and calling you back. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Richard. Okay. Let's go to the next caller, Ken. Who is it?
Mike?
Hello?
Michael, yeah. Hey. You know what IRS stands for, don't you? I represent Satan.
Is that what it is?
That's pretty
good.
Hey, the Internal Revenue was back
hold
in
the hold on a
Lincoln
minute, Ken. Hold on. We're going to a break. I'll hold you over, okay? Stay there. I'll be back in three.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, I'll go back to Ken in just a minute here, but I want to say a couple things real quick. First of all, folks, I want you to understand that all I'm trying to do here is to educate you or to allow you to educate yourselves. I'm not telling you to file or not to file. There are people out there that have to file a tax return. There are people that don't. The problem is that the government wants everybody to file a tax return, even if they are not liable for a tax. And that's all I'm saying is educate yourself. And once you read this and you understand, then you can make the decision whether you feel that you're liable or not. So with that, one other thing, I want to make a shout out to Pat in Arkansas. Thank you for the stuff. The show I'm going to do Wednesday night, I got from you, Pat. And I'm tell all the other listeners, you send me in the emails and I'll take a look at the information. And if I think it's worthy, I'll put it up on the air. So with that, let's go back to Ken. Ken, go ahead.
The Internal Revenue was started during Lincoln's time. Internal Revenue Service was started in 1933, am I right?
The Internal Revenue Service? I honestly don't know exactly. I know it was incorporated in Puerto Rico. I don't know the exact year, Ken.
Okay, the IRS wants your signature. It's your signature.
The IRS wants your signature?
Sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, a 1040 form... When you, as I said, when you put a figure in that box that says income and you sign it under penalty of perjury, you have just assured them that, yes, you do believe that's income. Whether it is or not, they don't care. You just swore to them that it is, and all they're doing is going, okay, we believe you, pay us. That's all they're doing.
What day does wages turn into income? April 15th.
The wages aren't income.
why don't they have a wage tax? A wage tax.
Well, I can't answer for them, Ken. The only thing
I don't know
why they don't. The only thing I do know is that when you educate yourself about these terms that they have, you know, in most cases you'll find out that, you know, you don't qualify to pay them. Now, some people do. And I don't know your particular situation. That's why I'm not going to come out blanketly and say, "Oh, don't file a tax." Right. I wouldn't do that.
Right. What will happen if you get the thing in the mail? It's all capital letters. You add on top of it, I'm not a corporation. Produce my articles in corporation. I don't live in a zone. Don't live in a metro. Don't live in an urban place.
I don't even deal with it. Hello? Hello? Can I speak? Okay, Ken. I don't even look at the capital letter thing. That's a completely different arena to me. You're talking about sovereign citizen, straw man, and all that stuff. I'm not going to go there tonight. I might do it on another show. I'm not going to do it tonight, okay? But anytime you get anything from the IRS, it's going to be in capital letters. Because, yes, you are their corporate fiction, according to them, until you rebut their presumption. That's what I'm saying. So with that, you know, anything else you got before I let you go?
I'm just trying to think, they want your signature. It turns into wages. I mean, income today. I can understand if you got some income from interest in a bank. That's income, but not wages.
Well, Ken, from what you're telling me, what I'm saying to you is you need to go in and educate yourself on wages, their definition of wages, and if you qualify as that. Okay, and I think you'll probably find out that you don't. But I don't know. I can't say that for sure because I don't know your situation. But listen, with that, I got to let you go. I got to run. I got other calls here on the line, so let me get to them. Let's go to Ann in Colorado. Ann, you're on with Michael.
Hi, Michael. I'm just curious. I don't understand everything you're telling us, but how does it affects someone who is not a U.S. citizen, a green card holder.
You're a non-resident alien, and yes, you are required to pay income tax.
Right. I've done that all my life. I am now retired, disabled.
Okay, if you're retired and disabled, I don't know what your income is, but in the book, you know, it'll tell you, take your retirement, cut it in half, you can make up to a certain amount of money.
Well, my understanding, I get Social Security, it's less than $25,000 annual, I do not have to file, although I get a 1099 every year.
That's okay.
Showing my Social Security.
That's okay. You could get a 1099, remember, is nothing more than a gross receipt. I get those as well. I don't file a return. I get those 1099s. They never bother me. Anyway,
well,
I got to take
let
me hold you over. I got to take a break. We'll be back in three. I'll pick you back up on the other side. And Craig and Louisiana, hold on. I'll take you right after Ann. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well, now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, talking about the income tax. And I want to reiterate once again, I am not telling anybody to file or not file. The only thing, and I'm not selling anything, the only thing I'm saying is educate yourself, and you may find that taxes that you're paying, you don't need to pay. You may find out the opposite. I don't know. The only thing I know is that a lot of people do pay that don't need to pay. So with that, let's go back to Ann in Colorado. Go ahead. Ann, are you there? Oh, she is? Oh, okay. Let's go to Craig in Louisiana then. Craig, you're on with Michael.
Good to talk with you.
Maybe I can
help you a little bit here with giving you somebody else and some other information that's on this issue. I've been fighting with the IRS for about 8-9 years, and until I got educated, like you said, I just beat my head against the wall and just kept it on. But finally, I got educated, and I got them off my back now. But knowing the law and using their statutes against them, you may know him. His name is Dave Champion. Have you heard of him?
I know who Dave Champion is.
Okay, well, he wrote a book last year.
Yeah, I know. He's a non-taxpayer. I know. I honestly, with all respect to you, I don't need Dave's advice. I don't need anything from Dave.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate the input, but you know, I know who Dave is. I know his work. I know everything about him, and I don't need his advice. Okay, so I appreciate that, though. Okay. All right. Anything else you want?
No, I'm going to leave it at that, then. Nice talking with you.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Okay, let's see with that. There was, all right. Are the calls free right now, Ken? Okay. All right. With that, then I'm going to go to an excerpt here just to show you folks, what has happened over the years with the Internal Revenue Service. And by the way, I'll put a shout out to Carol. This is, she sent me this. 104 years of the income tax, then and now. The American income tax is perhaps the most dramatic example of how government grows at the expense of liberty. Now, this was said by Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform. Slowly, constantly, and inexorably, taxation is theft. As Americans finish yet another tax filing season, let's take a look at the 104-year history of the income tax. In 1913, the top marginal income tax bracket was 7%. Today, it's 39.6%. In 1913, the marginal income tax bracket range was between 1 and 7%. Today, the range is between 10 and 39.6%. Pages in the code. In 1913, the family standard deduction was $98,425.45. Now, that's in today's dollars, folks. The family standard deduction now, in today's dollars, is only $12,600. You see how they do it incrementally? They keep, it's like the frog in the pot. They keep ratcheting it up to where originally it starts low, and then it keeps graduating high, and then the deduction starts very high, and it goes down low. So they can continue to squeeze and grease more money out of the American population. When the income tax started in 1913, only 358,000 Americans had to file a 1040. Today, 148,606,578 Americans file 1040s. So in 104 years of the income tax, from 1913 to 2017, the top bracket has gone from 7% to 39%. Now, that is almost six times as high as it was originally. The tax bracket 1913 was from 1% to 7%. Now it's from 10% to 39.6%. Again, it's 10 times as high as the low end, and it's 6 plus times as high on the high end. The top tax bracket threshold in today's dollars in 1913 was $11.8 million. They have carved that down to $466,950. Today's tax revenues in today's dollars in 1913 were $17.1 billion. Total tax. Whole country. Total tax revenue today is $3.364 trillion. That's trillion with a T. The family standard deduction in today's dollars, again, like I said, back then, 1913, $98,425. That means you had to make over $98,000 before you had to pay anything. Now, you make over $12,600. In other words, if you're just eating beans and bread and crackers, okay, you make over $12,600, you're supposed to file a tax return. The total number of 1040s filed in 1913 was 358,000. The total number of 1040s filed today, 148,606,000. The total pages in the tax code in 1913, 400. The total pages in the tax code now, 74,608. This shows you over a period of 100 years how, as I said before, that they very, very slowly, very methodically ratchet up on the one end the percentage of people that believe to be, and I emphasize the word believe to be, a taxpayer. They've ratcheted it up over the years, while on the other end, they have brought it down to where it used to be. Well, now it's down to $12,600. So they have incrementally and systematically boiled us like a frog in a pot. Now, that said, I'm walking over here for a minute. And give me a second here, folks. There's Ken, you need to turn the music up a little. Hello? Hello? All right, we've got second hour. I think I was cut off there. The music wasn't playing loud enough for me to hear, and you have to forgive me, Ken. I'm deaf in one ear, so sometimes I can't hear as well as I should. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, if you want to call in and, you know, yell at me, ask a question, you know, put your two cents in or whatever. Going back, you know, in the Irwin Schiff case, I'll back up a little bit. In the Irwin Schiff case, Erwin Schiff filed zero returns. They did not allow the Constitution to be heard in the courtroom. And Erwin did not rebut the presumptions. Whatever government forms that the government may have had on Erwin, they have to be rebutted because the government was under, they were totally right in that they could presume he was liable. And unless those presumptions were rebutted, Erwin Schiff was dead in the water. Now, Pete Hendrickson took it a step further in his book, Cracking the Code. And by the way, as a lot of you know, Pete Hendrickson went to prison as well. Okay, but what happens is this. You write a book, you go up on a platform, you start trying to make money off of this, and the government is going to put you in their sights. To be clear, I'm not trying to make money on this. I'm not trying to, you know, tell you to file or not file. It's totally up to you. The only thing that I'm trying to be clear with my listening audience is the legal language of the code. There is no specific law anywhere in the code that says that you as an American citizen born on American soil are liable for an income tax. There just isn't one. So Pete Hendrickson still to this day has many followers who file what is called educated returns. And these people are getting refunds because they know exactly what they're doing. They are filing them correctly. They are rebutting the presumptions that the IRS has that you know, that it is income, and they are correctly explaining to the IRS that they know that it isn't. And the thing is that the Internal Revenue Service Code, if you know what it says and know how to read it, it actually works for the benefit of the American citizen. And that's true. Now, in 2006, I took the information in Pete's book, and I did just that. And guess what? I didn't know any income tax that year. And the government will admit that I didn't know any income tax that year because I used that. So, that is one method. If a person is an employee and they get into it with their human resources people or their, you know, if they're lucky enough to talk to a withholding agent, the odds are you're going to lose. The only way to recover that money that they are sucking out of your paycheck is to basically file an educated return and rebut the presumptions that the remuneration that you have is income or is taxable. And yes, it does work. There are people that have run into problems with it. The government obviously doesn't just roll over and say, well, okay. There is a percentage of people that the government tries to hit with what is called a frivolous penalty. And you have to be very boned up on the legalese in that respect. And in all honesty, folks, it's a fight. With a lot, I was not unfortunate enough to get caught in that situation, but with a number of people that I know have known in the past, they have, and it's a war. And I can tell you, it's no fun to go to war with the IRS. I did it for 20 years, and they don't give up. They may go away for a while, they may lose a battle, but they're clever in what they do. They will take you know, an agent that is working out of, say, the Ogden, Utah office. And you'll get into a paper war with these people, and ultimately they will not be able to have a comeback for you other than their, you know, circling gibberish logic. And eventually, sometimes they may go away. Then about, 2, 3, 4 years later, you'll get a letter from another office. And the procedure will start all over again because the compartmentalized agent in that office doesn't even know that an agent in another office was even trying to handle it. So with that, let's stop for a minute. I didn't see that first caller, Ken. Let's go to the phones with the first caller. It looked like it was Louisiana. Is that right? Okay. I didn't get the name. Go ahead. Caller, you're on with Michael. Hello? Okay. Okay, who, me or him? Hello? Hello? Okay, put him on hold. Let's go to Carol in Idaho, and then we'll put him on hold, Ken, and come back to him after you get it figured out.
Okay. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Carol.
You can hear me, right?
Yes.
Good, good. I've never heard, Michael, a more fascinating spellbinding presentation on the IRS. So you're doing a great job, I think.
Well, thank you. I know it's a little confusing to a lot of people, but this comes over, it'd be 23 years worth of experience in fighting with these people. And I'm talking about sit-down conversations right in their face and actually having badges stuck in my face and big 6'6" goons coming in and sitting in the room and trying to intimidate me or, you know, just badger me into filing. And I have to tell you, if you know your stuff, they go away.
Right.
They don't go away forever, but they do go away. And I'm in a position now where I don't have to deal with them anymore at all. So,
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I battled for a whole decade myself in the 80s, way back in the 80s. And the final thing they said to me was, after 9 years of saying to them, show me the law. I said, I'm an honorable person. I pay my debts. I used to pay you, too, when I thought that you were a legitimate organization. Then when I find out that you're not constitutional or whatever, I need you to show me the law. So you show me the law that proves I'm liable. And then finally, after 9 years, they sent me this letter saying that my case was going to be referred to their special problem-resolving department and that I would hear within 30 to 45 days, so I never heard ever after that. Well, anyway, I was lucky on that.
No, what people don't know is that the IRS itself is a corporation that's registered, and I believe it's Puerto Rico. They are a collection agency for the Federal Reserve Bank. What happens with them is the employees are employed by the federal government, but the IRS itself is owned by the banking system. So they're nothing, which is part and parcel to why the Federal Reserve Act was passed in 1913, and so was the income tax. Okay, so it was right in line with each other.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You reminded me of something that makes me chuckle every time I think of it. I had this friend in California way back in the 80s. I used to live there. And anyway, he got this letter from the IRS saying, Mr. Allen so-and-so, we can't seem to find your blankety-blank year return. And he just wrote back to them and said, keep looking. That was so funny, I thought, to me. Just keep looking.
When you've dealt with them up close and personal, which I have on a few different occasions, it literally is humorous what they do. I mean, they will lose paperwork deliberately. They can only find it if it benefits them. If it doesn't benefit them, they just mysteriously lose it. And I've gone through. I actually befriended an IRS agent, two of them over the years, and they were, giving me some specifics that they weren't supposed to tell me, and I used that information against, the IRS later on, and they couldn't figure out how I found that out. So there are good people in the IRS, believe it or not. I mean, they're just government employees, so.
I was just going to say, isn't it refreshing to meet someone like Sherry Jackson Peel, somebody who, and Joe Bannister, that people that are honest once they find out that something's wrong here, But Michael, if I could, please, I had one question, okay?
Okay.
I have no problem understanding that a person's salary or wages are not taxable under that so-called income tax law, right? But where I had the uncertainty is this: what if I earn money? Call it income if you want. What if I have earnings that come because of the labor of people that are in my business team? For example, as a real estate broker, for example, they do the work. I get a commission or whatever from them. Or if I'm in a multi-level marketing system, is that income or that extra that I earn at someone else's labor, is that not taxable under the 1099?
No. I mean, a 1099 usually is what is called a 1099 miscellaneous. And on the government form, even on the government form, as I just read a little while ago, it'll never tell you you are liable. It will just say if you are. Okay? And then if you don't acknowledge it and don't, file a return, then 2 or 3 years later you'll get something from them that says, well, we haven't received a return if you think you're not required to file, because they cannot tell you you're liable for it.
Well, there's no difference then between my W-2 if I work for an employer or my 1099 if I'm in business for myself.
No, the only difference is it's a little bit more difficult to recover. Now, at the times where I was an employer or employee, which was very rare, a couple different times, I would just go exempt. And mm-hmm. at the time where I had read Pete's book and I had filed a return under Pete's method, they ultimately accepted it. But what they didn't accept, they kept my Social Security that was withheld. And I did not feel like getting into a boxing match with them, and so I just let it go. But the income itself, the federal withholding, yes, they didn't get any of it. They just got the whatever it was, 7% or whatever for Social Security. And you know what? Yeah. In hindsight, now I don't have a problem with it because now I'm over 65, drawing Social Security, and I'm good. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, great. This is wonderful. Thanks very much for your time,
Michael. All right,
Michael.
Carol. All right, let's go to the caller in Louisiana, Ken. Is he still there?
Hi.
Hello?
Michael? Hey.
Yeah.
Hi, Michael. This is Richie in Louisiana, and thanks for taking my call. First, let me make a comment. You said that there are good people in the IRS, and I imagine as people come and go, they're good and bad and all. But to think of the evil men and women that lie and cheat to your face, as you described, and that deliberately cause you suffering and put you in prison on a lie, that is, what can I say? That was just a commentary.
Okay. Let me stop. But wait a minute, Richard. Let me stop you there for a minute. Because what I do is I look at the individual, the IRS agents, most of them at the underling level, are compartmentalized. They, just like us, remember when I said a little while ago about the taxpayer's, quote, belief? They believe the same thing because that's how they're taught. They know nothing else.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, when you go in, if you ever go in and sit down across the table with some of these IRA agents, which I have in the past, and you start bringing this stuff forward, you read their body language, and some of them, they're actually shocked because they don't know it. Okay, so what they'll do is they'll treat you like you're buying a car, and they'll run out and go to their upper echelon people to try to figure out how to answer your question. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then what'll happen, and I remember I was in one meeting for an hour and a half. I had brought a friend with me, and this guy was a taxpayer. Obviously, he was cowering in the corner, rolling his eyes. He couldn't believe I was actually standing up to these people. They had shoved a badge in my face. This lady had screamed at me. She says, "Are you ready to file your return and pay your taxes today?" And I just smiled at her, and I pulled out an Internal Revenue Service code, which no IRS office even has in their premises. And I said, "As soon as you show me the statute in there that makes me liable for the tax," and they ran out of the room. She ran out of the room. Go ahead.
She was ready to intimidate you. Are you saying she wasn't aware, or she was under the belief, as you said earlier, that we believed that it was taxable?
Well, I'm sure she probably did, but when shoving the badge in my face didn't work on her, they had a goon in there. This guy was probably 6'6" and weighed 280 pounds, and he was all muscle. And they put him in that room deliberately to try to intimidate me. But it did. And matter of fact, I even asked him when she ran out of the room, I said, "Did they send you to school to do this?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, it isn't working."
Have you at all altered your status as taught by George Gordon Mark Stevens, as far as filing the affidavits? I'm no longer a federal U.S. citizen, et cetera, et cetera.
No, I haven't done that. No.
Okay.
I'm in a position. Also, Go ahead.
You answered a question earlier when you used the term the educated return. So evidently there really is a method that if done correctly, you are not liable to pay the tax.
It's not a question of whether you're liable. An American citizen, just going and manufacturing their widgets or whatever, unless you are in a revenue taxable employ, transporting aviation fuel, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, no, you are not. There are most occupations in the United States are not taxable. If you file a return and you pay them whatever you're paying, you're basically giving them a gift because it isn't taxable.
Yeah, I'm following you there. So now to the next point, and I don't fall under that category either. And I would, if I file, it would be an independent contractor. So I need this. What is the term? An educated return? Is that what you said?
Well, that's what they call it. I'm saying Pete Hendrickson wrote the book Cracking the Code, and they use the term educated return because obviously the people that are filing returns and listing whatever dollar amount they're listing as income, they're not educated, because if they educated themselves, they would find out that according to the Supreme Court and also the IRS's own regulations, okay, what they're putting down there as income isn't income. A 1099 is a gross receipt. It's a source. You are the recipient of a gross receipt. It isn't income until you sign under penalty of perjury that you believe it's income. Then it's income. Until then, it's not.
Okay.
All right.
Well, so to try and cut to the chase, I've already done my filing for this year months ago. So for next year, I don't want to pay, and I understand, I believe that I am not liable. Without belaboring it or getting into specific details, how do I do this return next year? Where do I get this information
what
to
I would
correctly
do if,
file?
Stop. Yeah. What I would do, and again, I'm not advocating either. Look, the decision to file or not file is an individual decision. I'm not trying to steer you one way or the other. I'm trying to educate you, okay? So what I would do...
Understood.
What I would do is I would order a book, Cracking the Code. I would order another book called Super Scam by Fenner Goldsboro. And I would simply